It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of November 10th, 2020, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, News AF is back again here. Second week of November, very newsy time, and appropriately, we are back to talk about all of these amazing stories from the world which we live in. And we are blessed once again to be joined by Pickleball's top influencer, the king of TikTok. Here he is, Tyson Apostle.
Whoop, whoop. TikTok, even though that was your idea, Rob, I will steal it for my TikTok account.
No, you can have it. That was my present to you.
Thank you.
So generous.
For Christmas?
That's just a November 10th present.
Okay. Thank you. I don't even know how to respond. It's very generous, and I look forward
I ask for nothing in return.
But I'm still getting a Christmas present from you too, right?
This is
Okay.
Got to make sure that's very clear.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good. Good. So things are great, and I'm going to play some pickleball tonight. You knew that about me already, probably.
Oh yeah.
And that's all.
Is it a day that ends in a Y?
It is.
Yep.
Then it's pickleball season.
It's pickleball season. It's going to happen.
So, I'm excited. Danny, what do you got going on? I saw you went on a little adventure.
Danny Bryson.
I did?
You went skiing.
Oh, yeah. It snowed like a foot and a half here. It went from being no precipitation over the last 4 months to a foot of snow. Exciting.
Okay.
So, I took out the skis. Not that I could ski downhill anywhere without destroying skis. So we just stayed on the trail, but yeah, winter wonderland for a brief moment. Now it probably won't snow for another 4 months, but things are going great. Thank you for asking, Tyson. It felt a little unnatural to have you ask me rather than Rob, but...
Why is that?
I don't know. Rob just... I'm used to it. It's like Pavlov's dog. He starts to ask me what's going on, and all of a sudden my brain just starts firing. Connections being made all over the place. Short-circuited when you asked me. Sorry.
Okay.
It's not personal.
I get it.
We're 5 years in, Danny. We're playing with the format a little bit.
Yeah. Breaking things up. Well, throwing me into confusion.
Yeah. All right. Well, happy to have you both back here with us to talk about everything that's going on. Anything exciting happening?
In our lives?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Something's always happening.
Yeah.
I mean, just because you have kids, something's always happening.
Mm-hmm.
One of my kids is home from school because someone in his class has COVID. And so now the witch hunt begins. You know, if this was olden times, we'd all be out with pitchforks and torches trying to find the person responsible, trying to demand a release of names. Now it's just a guessing game as to who in that class of, 20 students, who's responsible. We're trying
who
to find
the
out.
COVID in.
Yeah, who brought it in? Who invited it in?
See, I haven't been through that yet. There's a lot of blame game and finger pointing.
Oh my gosh. I just wish they would post names. I know that's totally like Soviet era stuff, but it's like, just let's get the guessing game over. Rather than target a bunch of people with accusations, let's direct our laser beam focus on the one individual who played fast and loose with the COVID.
Yeah, yeah. So Tyson, are you feeling like that contact tracing is kind of akin to shaming? Do you like shaming?
Big fan, but with little with kids, I mean, you can shame them for certain stuff.
Well, you shame the parents.
Yeah, we're not shaming kids. We're not shaming kids.
Yeah, you can shame the parents. Mm-hmm. You can definitely shame the parents here. You don't shame the kids for getting sick. Definitely not. But you can shame parents. You are right.
We all have suspicions.
You can shame kids for other things, but them getting sick is not a thing that you would shame a kid for.
Yeah.
So let's... So we're shaming the parents.
We should. Parents. We can't, though, because we don't know who it was.
Of the parents. Yeah, that is true. But that's the tricky thing is when you know who the parents are, you then, by default, know who the kids are. And the kids may get some backlash from their peers. And that's
But this is my point, is that because we're all playing the guessing game, lots of kids and lots of parents are getting, you know, attention they don't necessarily deserve. As we all try to work out who it exactly brought it into the classroom.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just name a name, whether you're right or not?
I mean, that is the modern way to, you know,
just guess.
Just to guess, put it out there, and then never retract.
Yeah. So. Danny, it's almost like that you're getting to play like a real life game of Among Us in your community.
Well, I don't know what Among Us is, but yes, someone Among Us has brought COVID into the class. So.
Yes, and then you should take a vote and see what everybody thinks. And
see who it is.
I think I know who it is. I'm not going to name names because and it doesn't pertain to you. You don't have a kid in the class. You don't have any skin in the game.
Yeah,
so
it's not hard to still. Tell. If you're wanting to name names, this would be a platform to name names.
And by the way, this is a game my wife's playing much more than me.
Yeah.
I already made my accusation.
Like, I've seen them parents walking around. Like, I see very loose with the mask.
Yeah, and what's weird is that kids are...
Not over the nose.
No problem with the mask.
Half-masking it.
Yeah, it's all parents. Because the kids are like... My kids, and I think, Rob, you touched on this too. My kids put on the mask well in advance. They like it, or somebody mentioned this. It's like they just throw it on. They don't care. I'm like, you guys don't need to wear that yet. They're like, no, we like it.
That's how Bergen is too.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get her in the car from school. We'll be driving home. We'll go to the park. And I'm like, you can take your mask off whenever you want. And she's like, oh, I forgot it was there. I don't know. That's fine. And I was like, that's cool. Anyways, Danny, is there anybody that's suspecting the Bryson family of actually being
sus?
Sus.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure somebody is. But gosh, I just wish they.
What are some of the reasons that you would be looked at as a sus family?
Yeah, Tyson, could you play the role of a parent accusing the Brysons of being the people who have brought COVID to the classroom?
Yeah. So, Danny, I see that you've been traveling a lot. I follow your YouTube. I follow your Instagram. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys I think you go with, I did some research on him. He's actually a pilot and not for one of the nicer airlines. Is
there a nicer airline?
Than United? Many nicer airlines than
United. Oh, really? I've never been on a nice airline. Anyway, go on with your accusation.
And I just noticed that you're doing a lot of extreme stuff in extreme temperatures, which could also make your body even more susceptible to viruses. And yeah, you are doing something healthy. I get it. That's probably going to be your argument, but you're also putting a lot of garbage in your body. I've heard the podcast. You're drinking a ton of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Your voice is obese, and that's putting it kindly. And if your voice is obese, then how much longer until the rest of
inside
you
inside of me is
a high risk? Yeah.
All valid points. All valid points. I can see how easily it would be for people to suspect us. Yeah. I got to say, now I'm starting to think that maybe my family's responsible.
It is
a bunch
you.
Of asymptomatic carrier monkeys.
All right, Dan, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you? Do you have to be quarantined?
Yeah.
How long does your kid? How long do your kids have to stay home?
So just one has to stay home until Monday. If he can get a test on Monday that's negative, he can go back.
Mm-hmm. But if he can't get a test,
well, I mean, why couldn't he get a test?
Not everybody can always get one.
I think that was the situation 6 months ago, but I've got two tests, no problem. For sure, he can get a test.
Okay.
I mean, most of it is, do you want to get a test?
Yeah. As a parent.
In line and go get a test.
Yeah. Do you want to be there when your child gets a test? But now they have wipe tests, so he doesn't even have to get the probing through the nose.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Always something exciting. This goes back to what Rob said at the very beginning of this. There's always something exciting if you have kids.
Yeah.
Never a dull moment.
Yeah.
Twin mom says you can burn away COVID with hot Cheetos. And Beyond the Pen says the acid from the Mountain Dew will kill it. That sounds like a lot of a couple months ago when somebody that was in an extremely high place of power was just guessing the cures for COVID. And this.
I don't know. That sounds right. Mounted Dew and hot Cheetos.
I'm going to post it on my anti-vaxxers mom Facebook page and see what everybody there thinks.
Oh, those are lit. Okay. We're already on the subject of the coronavirus, but maybe this is a little bit more of exciting news. The cruise lines are looking to get back sailing. That, of course, there were a lot of issues with cruise ships back in March. The people that were on cruise at that time, where COVID was spreading wildly. The cruising industry needs to get back to business. And so Royal Caribbean, one of the big ones, they are looking for participants to go on mock cruises where you can go on a free cruise to be one of the testers of the new coronavirus safety protocols. Danny, you in?
Oh, my gosh.
Of course. Never him and all the families from his kids' school to have some downtime this week. They could all go on the cruise together.
No interest in the transatlantic cattle car that's also testing for COVID. Wasn't interested before the pandemic. Not interested during. Will not be interested after.
Tyson, you love free stuff. Would you go on the Royal Caribbean?
No.
That's a well-known fact.
I think you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I think so. Yeah.
Who's been spreading these lies? I only like free stuff if I also like the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have always maintained that if I don't want the stuff, even if it's free, I will not take it.
Hmm.
So no cruises.
I've never been on a cruise.
Never?
I don't know.
You've never been on a cruise?
No.
Put that on your bucket list. Not for good reasons, but it is something you should experience once, just so you can have a good argument, strong argument as to why you hate them later.
You think I should go on a cruise?
Just one. Just one. So you can be like, yeah, I hate cruises. And they're like, oh, have you ever been on one? You're like, yeah, I have. And it sucked.
Rob, have you been on a cruise?
I have not.
I'm the only one here that's been on a cruise. And I hate them probably
33% of.
You don't have to hold it over our heads, Danny.
Yeah, 33% of red-blooded Americans have the financial means to go on a cruise.
Mm-hmm. I was invited on a cruise. I did not pay for it. When I was dating my wife, I was invited by my father-in-law to go on a cruise as a get-to-know-you type of an event. And
wow. Just you and him?
A mixer.
Same bunk?
No, him, my brother-in-law, and then my future wife and some other people. But it was miserable. It was gross. Everything about it was gross. The only enjoyable thing I did was run on the treadmill up high, looking at the cruise ship as it went through the ocean. That was it.
That was the only part that was good was that you went on the treadmill.
Yeah, running on the treadmill.
You ran on the
was
treadmill
the, high,
was the best part of the
high
cruise.
High point of the cruise. With a great view.
Hayden Cardi in the chat says, I've enjoyed my cruises, but I'm an idiot.
No. Hey, let me.
You are shaming
no,
people.
No, let me
Danny.
Make something very clear about cruises.
Sorry, Hayden.
No.
Yes.
Let me make something clear. Cruises are great because for people like my father-in-law, and he goes on one every year, it is a no-brainer, simple, enjoyable way to travel. It's all inclusive. You don't have to stress about all the stupid things you have to stress about when you don't do a cruise. Where are you going to eat? Where are you going to sleep? Where are you going to go? All those decisions are made for you. So if you want to do probably the most or I think most stress-free way to travel is probably a cruise.
Okay.
So there are plus. It's just not my style.
So Betty Ann in the chat says, ocean cruise. River cruises are awesome. So different.
You heard it here first.
Going on a river cruise.
Is that like a gambling boat? Go on an ocean cruise again. Much smaller and cleaner. Well, I think they have European ones that go through some of the major rivers in Europe. And you can go down and then you stop city to city. And I don't know if you sleep on the boat. I guess you do. I wonder if they have one down the Nile. That would be dope. Mm-hmm.
Let me also make something very clear. I am not a water person. I'm somewhat terrified of water. So that creates a strong bias also against cruises.
Do you believe that Satan controls the water? Is that why you're afraid of it? Or
no, there's so much about the water.
It's raw power.
Remember, Tyson, I tried to swim with you. Remember we used to go down to the Orem Rec Center and I'm like, yes, I'm going to learn how to swim and get confidence in the water.
You weren't afraid. I know, but
that's in a controlled environment with old people doing their water aerobics right next to me. It felt very comfortable. But the minute you get out into a river or an ocean, people jump out of boats and just never resurface. Like, to me, that is just too disturbing. I can't reconcile that.
Jump out of boats on purpose?
Well, people are like, hey, I'm going to jump into the water. And like, he just jumped in and we never saw him again. What happened to that guy? This is something that if that is happening, I'm not interested in that activity.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Beyond the Pen says, when you're on a cruise, you have to stress about all the GI diseases that you can only catch on cruises. There's, I guess, certain bugs now that attack your gastrointestinal system that only live on cruise ships.
So cruises are also research vessels.
Cruises?
Probably more so on river cruises because there's no salt there to kill the, but I just don't know.
Yes.
Lots of people now are calling for a News AF cruise. We talked about taking
cruise
over
AF.
The Goop cruise.
Yeah. The Goop cruise.
We talked about just taking over the Goop cruise, having our people buy tickets to it and holding our own side event on the ship on a different corner of the event, unbeknownst to Goop.
So on the COVID safety protocol simulated voyages, you'll do a terminal check-in and then embarkation and disembarkation procedures and then participate in onboard activities, including dining and entertainment, and then do some private island shore excursions.
Is it free?
I think it's free. I think that I just don't know how. Is it going to be an enjoyable experience? Like, I feel like that you are sort of just like, you know, lighting stand-ins for people taking a real cruise. And I feel like there's a lot of like, all right, everybody, we're going to practice getting off the ship today.
No, this is what I think. I think they got to prove to everybody that nobody will get COVID on their cruise. Mm-hmm. So what they're going to do is they're going to have a bunch of people get this free cruise, but they've all been tested and they're all fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go on the cruise. And then as long as nobody on the cruise contracts COVID because nobody there has it, then they can come back and give it the seal
thumbs
of approval.
Up.
We
yeah.
did it, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, and they're not even documenting the GI cases or whatever else they're going to have.
Those have come to be accepted practices. Like, you get your ticket for a cruise, you automatically get all the anti-diarrhea medicine you can find, knowing that it's going to happen.
Tums, Pepto, is there other stuff they should get?
There's probably Atlanta. Super strong stuff in, like, foreign countries that you have sent to your house.
Wow. All
right,
you know how foreign countries... Well...
Oh, you can't take kids on this cruise?
No.
But how are they going to test if it works for kids, too? An all-kids cruise at
a different
time?
Yeah, I don't know. These are adult cruises from Royal Caribbean. I don't know if they have the kids cruises when that's coming back yet.
Ew.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. We'll see. We'll see when they're able to get these back up. And we'll bring you more news if we hear about how the COVID first ever cruises are going to be running with their safety protocol tests. Okay. Let's talk about some holiday stories. Danny, are you ready for Thanksgiving yet?
I thought we skipped Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
this year.
I thought
just
we all
straight to Christmas.
Isn't that we just voted on? Didn't we all just vote to skip?
Yeah, we all voted
for
something.
No, that was not on the ballot.
That wasn't?
Skip Thanksgiving.
No. Oh, man. Okay, well, I'm confused because that's what I thought we were voting for.
You would vote to skip Thanksgiving?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Danny hates turkeys, remember?
Not a fan of turkey. I saw this morning the CDC is recommending everybody do Thanksgiving outside this year.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That might be difficult in some states.
You would think I'll tell you. Hey, I already told you what we're doing.
Thanksgiving outside, Danny.
Yeah.
Well, Danny. We don't know that. What if they had it in some awesome Indian structure?
Mm-hmm. No, in the Bible it says it was outside.
By the way, if you're deep frying a turkey, you should be doing that outside anyway. So
you should, and quite a ways away from any structure
or people,
ideally.
Yeah,
yeah.
Things filled with water. It's like dropping a bomb into that hot grease.
So
I
yes.
Oh, go ahead, Tyson. We're not going to be outside, but we're going to be in an indoor venue that mimics an outdoor venue.
Explain.
We're going to go to medieval times and have a medieval Thanksgiving
you can have
feast
mutton?
Like they did in medieval times.
Dude, are you going to have mutton and jousting on your Thanksgiving
Day?
There
is jousting. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Are you jealous?
I'm a little jealous. I would love to see a good
joust.
You
can come. You know Kip would like you to be there.
Wait. Are you doing it in Arizona?
Yeah. Everybody's coming to Arizona. We're going to the brand new medieval times in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's going to be such a great time.
Sword play.
Everybody's excited except for one sister-in-law is bugged because it's not a traditional feast. And I was like, it doesn't get any more traditional than medieval times.
The word feast probably comes from medieval times. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, get real. That's the ultimate feast. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for you, Tyson. This is probably the best Thanksgiving idea I've heard of.
Right. And I want to say I came up with it, but Rachel mostly came up with it. My family was like, we're all coming down for Thanksgiving. And I was like, that's a lot of people. We should find a place to eat. And then I found, again, Rachel. Rachel found medieval times. And I called and booked it, but Rachel did have
I have been to medieval times with you before. Remember, Tyson? We went at Thanksgiving Point.
That was a Renaissance fair.
Well, okay, close enough. There were sword
medieval
fights.
Times
on Thanksgiving Point.
No, at a place called Thanksgiving Point.
I think that Thanksgiving Point had a Renaissance fair.
That must
there.
Have incepted the idea in
but
your head, Tyson.
We saw people with sword play and armor.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool.
So this is more professional, where you go in, there's a table, and you're eating while people are jousting.
Are people dancing on the tables, and busty women are serving large mugs of alcoholic brew?
Yes.
Whoa. Dude. Okay. You're going to have an awesome Thanksgiving. I once went to IHOP. That was pretty great. Probably best Thanksgiving dinner I ever had.
Wow.
We talked about it.
Are you going to come down to this one? You can bring your family down to Phoenix.
Ooh, a 10-hour drive with his family?
Probably 11.
Ooh, even worse.
Maybe 10.
Holiday traffic, yeah.
I'll stay here.
Yeah, it won't be as bad.
Okay.
Well, just know that we'll have a plate upturned and a chair pushed in for you.
All right.
What is this story even about?
Thanksgiving is around the corner. And of course, with a lot of people not traveling for Thanksgiving this year, there could be some first-time Thanksgiving chefs out there. And so, Tyson, for people who may not be experienced with the Thanksgiving cooking, not as easy as it looks, Whole Foods has partnered with Progressive Insurance to offer Thanksgiving insurance to people who are cooking their Thanksgiving dinner. And in case it does not come out right, you could earn a $35 Whole Food gift card as insurance if your meal comes out improperly.
And what's the premiums for this insurance?
I'm not sure.
Are they going to send an auditor to your home?
Yeah.
It's going to be a lengthy process for sure.
So
it's going to be like 10 years down the road. You have been in and out of court for millions of dollars.
Yeah. It's limited to only 1,000 people. I guess you have to buy your turkey at Whole Foods to redeem the insurance card. There is a website, turkeyprotectionplan.com. Can't believe that URL was available.
Yeah, that's
I can't either.
Do you want to hear an ad for it? Here's a YouTube video.
I don't think I do,
well,
but we can.
Thanksgiving's coming up, and this year, more than ever, we need it to be special.
Why?
That's why Progressive is teaming up with Whole Foods Market to offer the Turkey Protection Plan. Get your turkey early, and we'll help take care of any Thanksgiving slip-ups. So you can have the confidence to try some...
First off, this is BS. They couldn't even get Flo from Progressive. They had to get this guy from Progressive.
Good point.
When the second you pushed it, I was hoping that it was actually going to be the Allstate guy doing a crossover.
No.
Hello. With the super deep voice.
No. Oh, man. No, David Palmer is not a part of this. This is this guy. Not even Flo.
Some of my favorite techniques, like Turkactin and a Duckin.
Okay. We're not here for the jokes.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what you need. Your Whole Foods receipt. A picture of your turkey fail and a brief explanation of what went wrong. If your claim is approved, Whole Foods will cover you with $35. So do you have to have an insurance adjuster come out to your place?
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. It's like, how are they going to say if your claim is approved? Mm-hmm. What's the process for approval? Mm-hmm. How much do you have to prove that there was damage to the turkey or that it tastes gross? Taste is something that can't be shown in a picture.
Tyson, do you think there'll be any turkey insurance fraud? Where do you think that people will be like burning their turkeys on purpose to try to claim that $35 gift card?
No, they're going to make it too hard to get that $35 gift card, or they're just going to give it to you no matter
what. What if someone other than the insurance card holder is walking the turkey from the oven to the table and trips? I mean, does it also cover that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What if the mechanical saw goes mad and just cuts it all up poorly?
Or somebody slips on the turkey and dies. Yeah. Is $35 enough?
I'm not sure.
These are the questions that need to be answered before I'm willing to buy into the turkey insurance game.
So you can get a regular turkey at a regular store for a regular price, or you can get a Whole Foods turkey, which is already double the price, plus $35. Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if they have instructions also for you to say that their turkey will always go perfectly.
I think there should be instructions, right? Like, hey, we're saying if you follow these instructions perfectly, you will cook a decent turkey.
I mean, I think there are instructions.
Oh, all over the internet.
Yeah.
Endless instructions.
I think even on the turkey, yeah. I mean, we've had some mishaps, certainly, at my house over the turkey and the preparation of, it's hard to figure out, like, just how long you need to cook the turkey for, because you could totally blow that where it's like that, you know, it's like, hey, it's 5 o'clock. It's like, oh, turkey's still frozen. So it needs another 3 hours in the oven.
Stupid holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gross
meat. That'd be a hard one to prove to Whole Foods also of that, like, I didn't cook it long enough.
Do you go through Progressive, though? Maybe you have to make the claim through Progressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You're just going to ruin your turkey, and then the thought of having to go through the process of getting the insurance,
we'll
you'd be like, oh, dude, no, you know what? Whatever. I overpaid for this turkey. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on. I actually made turkey soup and had to file my claim through Progresso.
Well played. Okay. Yep. Of course it's a soup joke. Right. You're one of the leading soup comedians.
Yeah. Yes. You're big in the soup game.
Big in the soup game.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here's another Thanksgiving story that blew my mind, that this seemed very out of touch. Okay, this is a study that claimed they talked to 2,000 people, and according to this study, 2,000 Americans, 54% of the people, I'm sorry, actually, this two parts to this, that 46% of Americans would be willing to pay to have their home magically clean from top to bottom after the holidays. Tyson, how much money do you think that these 46% percent of Americans were willing to pay to have their home magically cleaned after the Thanksgiving holidays.
Magically cleaned as in snap, it's cleaned?
Yeah.
And it's just a hypothetical?
Yeah.
46% of Americans said they would pay this amount or would
$1,000. $5,000.
That's ridiculous.
Woo! I'm not part of the 46% even.
They talked to 2,000 Americans and 46% they would pay
2,000 survey people.
Yes.
Let's be clear. 2,000 survey people.
Yeah, survey people. That we are the first ones to acknowledge that survey people are not the population. They are survey people. And I tried being a survey person for just a second because I was getting paid like pennies to take these surveys. And I was like, oh, I can be a survey person too. And then I was like, nah, not worth it. I don't have.
I tried to take a survey once. Yeah. It went on way too long.
And
yeah,
they just closed halfway through. Didn't reap the rewards, and they didn't reap the benefits.
I was nice, and I ended up just like playing along on the phone, and then it just went on and on. I'm like, all right, I got to get out of this.
That's what it was. Sorry. It was on the phone. I felt like they took advantage of me trying to be nice, and then I'm like, this is just awful. Who has the time for all these questions?
Yes, this survey was conducted by One Poll on behalf of LG Electronics USA. They showed
why would they want to know this?
Respondents will spend 6 hours or more in the kitchen to make the perfect holiday dinner.
Oh, Fancy Bebe says $5,000. Survey people don't live in that big of a house.
Maybe the LG or whoever, they're wondering where to put the price point on their cleaning robot. Their robot
or their giant vacuum system where the entire ceiling of the house is a robot or is a vacuum.
Giant vacuum. Mm-hmm. I love that. Every room like has a wall that's all vacuum. And then you're like flashing lights. You leave the room. It sucks
in. You have to get out of the room.
Also a garbage disposal. So it's like mincing it all up.
Yeah. Or you could do a grated floor where it's just like metal grating and everything falls through underneath and then you spray it out the front.
Then also these survey people, they have plenty of money. The average person, they say, would pay over $500 to have nothing to clean after a festive meal.
Maniacs just setting money on fire after the Thanksgiving turkey's been cut.
That's why we're going to medieval times.
Yeah. Boy,
for a fraction of these costs.
$500 a person, you're doing great.
They will clean up your mutton and any other refuse you throw on the floor. I think you're actually instructed to throw all your stuff on the floor when you're finished, right, Tyson? For the dogs?
Yeah, you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the dogs to fight over.
Danny, I mean, that is one of the beauties of eating Thanksgiving outside this year for most families, because after you're done, you could just walk away and raccoons will take it all away, right?
If a gaggle of raccoons comes towards me as I'm finishing up Thanksgiving dinner, I am going to be terrified.
They will coming out of the dark. Thanksgiving trimmings away.
I mean, that's nice of them, but at the same time, I don't want to see a whole gang of raccoons. I mean, I'm all sleepy. They might mistake me. I'm covered in sauce and sugar, and I don't want them to mistake me for some discarded bone.
Yeah.
The
study also starts to get into, I think that this is like dishwasher propaganda, this whole study that was put out by LG. They start to get into the people who get out of cleaning after Thanksgiving. Children, 38% are the most common culprits to escape cleanup duty. And then they get into some categories. Siblings also come in second. They're the second most likely culprits to get out. And then we get into fathers and cousins. Cousins, they ruin everything at Thanksgiving.
They always are getting out of cleaning.
Look, why are they even there?
I'm just, everybody's a cousin to somebody and everybody's a sibling to somebody, but not everybody, but most people.
Yeah, look, if I was your, I could closer relative, I'd help with cleaning, but I'm just a cousin here.
Yeah. What do you want me to do? I'm a cousin. I don't know where anything goes.
If I want my kids to help, all I've done is give myself twice the work.
Yeah. Because now you have to yell and clean everything twice.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that this is an interesting report that came out. Something I've heard before, but I feel like there's a lot of debate about this. Tyson, do you take multivitamins?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Do you feel like that they do a lot for you?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Never felt any rise or boost from a vitamin. Some people say that they do, but I've never felt any different.
Okay, so this is another study. 21,000 adults, so definitely a bigger sample size. They took part in a study and about taking multivitamins, and they think that the best benefit of the multivitamin is the placebo of that you think that you are doing something positive for yourself.
Love it. I take vitamins every day. And if you're telling me that taking vitamins is the equivalent of like meditating, it's much easier to take vitamins. Mm-hmm. Just toss a whole handful of pills. I take so many pills. It's ridiculous. Probably doesn't do anything.
Somebody, Edward in the chat said, I heard once Tyson took prenatal vitamins for his hair.
Oh, that's right.
That was actually Danny.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, it was me?
It was you.
Oh, maybe.
Jeez, you need to take some. What vitamin is responsible for retaining memories? You should probably start taking that.
Beta carotene.
Okay, get on it.
Don't Ginkgo biloba.
I'll send you a reminder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of what?
Oh, see, you've already forgotten to take some.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I do take multivitamins when I feel like I haven't taken vitamins for a long time. But I really feel no benefit other than just hoping that they're doing something inside the body.
It says
something positive.
A number of clinical trials have failed to find any measurable health benefits from taking a vitamin or mineral supplements. I think that if you have a healthy enough diet, I think that you get a lot of what you need anyway. I think
that's why I take the vitamins.
Yeah, if you were very like malnourished, I think that the multivitamin does a bit more good. But if you're eating like a normal diet, I think that it does not provide that much additional benefit.
Hayden in the chat is really on fire today. The people that say they feel boost from vitamins have never tried real drugs.
Yeah, that's a real boost.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Also, if you're interested, if you want to take something that will improve your health, another study says men who add nuts to their diet can significantly improve their sperm quality.
Oh, yeah. I've been chugging nuts, dude.
I'm going to make
Brazil
sure
nuts, not number
to
one.
Eat any nuts.
Really? You want that low tea?
Mm-hmm. Well,
not tea. We're not talking about testosterone. We're talking about swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I like nuts. So should I stop eating them?
It depends. Do you
depends
want
on what
children?
Your goals are.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm old enough that I don't need more kids, I think, is where I'm at.
Yeah. I'd wait a few years.
I think we should list our favorite nuts.
Okay.
Mine is Brazil nut.
Brazil nut?
Mm-hmm. Number one, dude. You can eat it raw, delicious. Mm-hmm. You can eat it roasted, delicious. You can eat it salted, delicious. I like the texture better than a macadamia nut, and it has a little earthier flavor.
Dude, I didn't know you were such a lover of nuts.
You knew that about me.
I didn't know you loved nuts to this extent. Listen to that review you just gave on Brazil nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was reading a fancy magazine that that also sells cigars.
The one American Express sends me quarterly.
Tyson's end of the Sky Mall review on nuts, the very back.
American Way in the American Airlines magazine. Yeah.
Jeez, okay. Dude. You'd love a good nut in your mouth.
I'm not a big fan of Brazil nuts.
I know. I could see that on your face as I said that. And I think it's not a popular opinion, but it is the
My dentist
opinion.
Told me to stay away from nuts.
Yeah,
he's
why?
Like, you're going to break your teeth on nuts.
Have you been having close calls?
Oh, my goodness. I had a crooked dentist when I was young, so I have these giant fillings in my molars that basically leave almost no surface area for real tooth. So he's like, oh, man, it's like the tower of a castle. You know, it's just got a couple points coming up there that are exposed. Mm-hmm. And if I munch on a Brazil nut the wrong way, goodbye tooth.
Yeah.
So
wait,
gotta be careful.
Are nuts that hard, Danny?
No.
He's also telling me not to chew on ice.
Soft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I've got soft teeth, so I gotta steer clear of nuts.
You're gonna get implants, anyways.
Probably.
Whose music is that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to play a, I'm trying to set up the next story, and there's a pop-up ad popping up somewhere.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is Tyson's nut talk boring you?
No. I didn't hear what your guys' favorite
there's
nuts were. Rob poo-pooed on
the next story.
Tyson, why don't you become the biggest nut influencer out there?
Mm-hmm. I will be. Brazil nut, specifically. But Dan, Rob.
Yeah.
You poo-poo on the Brazil nut. That means you must have a favorite nut that you feel is superior.
Well, I mean, I'm very partial to the peanut, but that's a little basic. The cashew, I
love
think it. Is extraordinary.
Would you rather have
I
a
agree
cashew
with Rob.
Than a peanut?
Yeah. I mean, I think that the cashews, it's just...
It's where know, it's at.
Very, yeah,
it's
listen
very,
how fancy I am. I pick around the cashews to get to the Brazil nuts, dude.
You know what, though? Well, that makes us perfect friends, because I pick around everything else to get to the cashew. What a balance. Kay. Yin and
cool.
Yang.
Okay.
Okay. All so right. You guys are both cashew guys.
Cashew.
Oh, 100%. I
mean, that's your number one nut of choice?
I ate cashews on my run just the other day. Mm-hmm. So good.
Okay, so you proved it.
That I try not to keep them in the house.
Because you'll eat them?
Can't control
all the way
myself.
Gone?
Do sunflower
like,
seeds count?
The big thing at Costco that's like the gallon
the
jug that, forget that.
Of just cashews?
Yeah.
No, I get the mixed ones because then I can pick the Brazil nuts out of it.
Mm-hmm. I'll send you all the Brazil nuts. Someone's going to give me a big tub of nut mix. I'll mm-hmm. pick out all the cashews, and then I'll mail you everything else, Tyson.
Okay, deal.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this other story that I'm excited to talk about. This is from the New York Post that there is a woman. Her name is Luna Benna, and she has been kicked off of Tinder.
Good.
And she says because she's too hot and Tinder thinks she can't be real.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. What, they think this is some AI out there catfishing guys?
Yeah. She's an Instagram model and Tinder has kicked her off because they think that she can't possibly exist in real life. Let's bring in Luna Benna take a look at the woman kicked off of Tinder for being too hot. They're saying that her scintillating snaps are catfish bait.
That's possible. What do they know? I mean, what does Tinder know that we don't? They have inside
it looks like a picture of a real person, right?
Yeah. She's come out and claimed she's too hot for Tinder. She's told her 1.2 million Instagram followers that she can't be on Tinder anymore. So only on OnlyFans from here on out.
This, I think, is maybe partly a... She's the one who wanted to get banned from Twitter.
Exactly. Can we get
Tinder.
A comment here from Tinder? Is
yeah,
there any response from Tinder?
Tinder?
Yeah. Like, we don't even know who she is.
Okay. Tinder did not respond to the New York Post request for comment on Benna's alleged exile. However, the dating app says they do prohibit nudity and sexually explicit content.
There you go.
There's so no reason.
She was sexually explicit. Then she blamed getting kicked off by
to get attention, to drive people to her OnlyFans.
So I think what the issue is here is that I think that people are taking her pictures and then making Tinder accounts to catfish people. And that's a real person and saying that she's got kicked off. But it is probably all fake.
Yeah. It could be. I think that... So I have a friend whose wife's photos were being used to catfish people. And I... actually bumped into an account that it was like recommended friends. And I was like, that looks like my friend's wife. And I clicked on it. It was all pictures of her. Mm. And so I sent it to my friend. I was like, somebody is using pictures of your wife for this account. It's crazy. And it was crazy. And they were all like professional, like photos that she had, like they looked more professional and stuff. So there's always like, there's a certain aura around a catfishing photo that I think that once you have a trained eye for it, you know pretty quickly.
Isn't there also a little bit of, I mean, if someone catfished you, Tyson, they used your picture to lure people, whatever, online, wouldn't you also be somewhat complimented that they chose you?
Yeah, you for sure are. Yeah. You're like, wow, you think I'm the hottest piece of meat you could find, think of to lure unsuspecting victims into whatever entrapment you've set.
It would be, you know, interesting. I think it would, at first, I think you'd say, boy, well, this is, I'm very flattered. But then if you found out, like, oh, there were all sorts of these people that were catfished with your picture, it's almost like,
no, well, I understand that.
Well, but it's, then you say, well, it's, I guess if I had, you know, better game, that could have been
me. Oh, yeah. Or yeah, if you want to become like a cult leader or something.
Well,
now you've got some power.
Leader, but it's like, boy, I guess it like, yeah, I guess my looks were fine. I guess it's just that I'm an idiot. I don't know what to say to people.
And Tyson, I mean, right now, someone might be using your image to pitch Brazil nuts in some Facebook forum. You just don't know.
Without me getting a kickback?
Yeah, you're not getting a kickback.
Who would enjoy Brazil nuts?
Like guys who love nuts forum on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm part of that group already.
Yeah.
I'm part of that group. And I have to say that Brazil nut does not test the most popular. Most popular nut is macadamia nut. Pistachios and cashews also beat out Brazil nut, but I'm standing by my decision to forever be a Brazil nut fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, can I give you one other story before we get to Danny's bolt hole? This one
just came in.
At least.
This is about a woman in the state of Georgia who tried to pull off a big scam. She went to a Georgia Chick-fil-A and posed as a FBI agent and said that they needed to give her free food.
Mm-hmm. FBI will generally do that. And so, you know, if you are an establishment and the FBI comes in asking for free stuff, you have to give it to them. That's the law. And so,
but clarify before giving out food, are you a member of the Federal Booty Investigation Unit or the Federal Bureau of Investigation?
Because you have to do that,
you get those two mixed up.
Yeah.
And whether they're an agent of either. By law, they have to tell you that they are. They can't trick you.
Show me a badge. Yep.
Well, so the people at the Chick-fil-A said that this woman, they told her to show a badge. She said she didn't have one. It was electronic. And so
smart.
They she went into her van and she refused to then come out. And
FBI van.
The minute you say van. The story just got so much.
And then she was arrested. And then even after being arrested, she continued the charade. Mrs. Ragsdale began to talk into her shirt like she was talking into a radio, telling someone that they were arresting her and to send back up to the Chick-fil-A.
I love how committed she is to her bit. Like, I'm going to give her some credit there.
Yeah.
Because she's holding up an imaginary radio.
Her improv troupe is stoked.
Don't do that, anybody.
So proud of her.
Fast food establishments and say you work for the FBI.
Yeah. Impersonate someone or something that's not going to get you in that much trouble because that's not good. Impersonate something else. What's an innocent impersonation that you could do?
Let's see.
Horse lady.
That has some authority. Is there any authority figure that you could impersonate to get free stuff that also doesn't come with serious repercussions?
I'm a survey person. Take surveys.
No.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Clipboard. We've learned from movies that if you carry a clipboard, you can get away with a lot.
Yeah, you can. But also you are immediately viewed as annoying. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm walking down the street and I see somebody with a clipboard, I'm like, oh, great. This is going to take some time.
Yeah. When I used to go to the supermarket that they used to have like signs that you weren't allowed to be within like 10 feet of the supermarket with your clipboards.
Whoa. Oh, that's nice.
Mm hmm. Yeah,
maybe can you impersonate the mayor without any repercussions?
I don't think
if you make up like I'm the
mayor.
A no clipboard zone though is what we are now having to work around too.
Yeah. What about a food taster? What if you then impersonate some sort of food critic? Yeah,
not necessarily a lie.
The New York Times.
No. Now you've made it a lie. Maybe name something like
I'm starting a podcast.
Yes.
Well, do you want to know how we used to get in places to film for my YouTube channel?
How?
We used to tell them we were a local public access TV station.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
We made these badges and then just walked straight in.
I'm going to need 25 pieces of chicken
for the channel.
Mm-hmm. It's close enough.
Yeah.
See, those are better.
More views on YouTube than it would on public access television.
Yeah, probably, right? So I felt fine about it.
Yeah. Okay. Danny, are you ready for the bolt hole?
I've never been more ready.
All right, here we go.
Are there nuts in the bolt hole this week or no?
No, sorry. This is a nut-free bolt hole episode. Okay. Weird, right. But true.
All right, here is James Bolt Hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm going to start with a little PSA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oprah just came out with her Christmas list.
Yes.
So get ready for those Christmas lists. They're coming out. I mean, I'm sure Goop is coming out real soon. So that's the exciting one.
Yes. Is it Oprah's favorite things?
Yeah, of course. Her favorite things. Yes. And there's some very affordable things in there if you're interested.
Yeah. But what are some of Oprah's favorites?
Well, I don't have it open. I just had it as one of the possible articles. And then just wanted to tell everybody that now that we're a month and a half away from Christmas, lists, endless lists of things to spend your money on when you can't think of a gift. They're coming out.
Do you remember when people? There was like a week when everybody was said that Oprah was going to run for president?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were hoping.
That was a good idea.
It wasn't a bad idea. It was a pretty good idea, too, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is she probably doesn't want to be president.
Why would you? I mean, it's like, I could be a billionaire who can do whatever I want, whenever
my
I
favorite
want.
Things, yeah.
Yeah, come out with Christmas lists. So just be prepared. You run out of ideas. You know, I'm sure Gwyneth has got some for you. Oprah's got some. A handful of other celebrities will come up with lists. Mm-hmm. Exciting time to be alive. Best part of the year.
Okay. I'm getting pickleball stuff for everybody on my list.
Yeah, why don't you come up with your your list, Tyson?
Okay.
Put it out.
Stuff.
Okay. It doesn't have to be all pickleball. It could be like outdoor sex couches, TVs, how to kill rats. That kind of makes sense. Rodents in your backyard. Good list.
All of that.
I'm looking at Oprah's list of her favorite things. I feel like that there is a very small Venn diagram overlap between my favorite things and Oprah's favorite things.
Is there any overlap?
It's just two circles. It's just two circles on top of each other.
There's probably some overlap here, but not much.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, let me hear what's over. I'm curious.
That there are some things that I would like, but they're very expensive.
That workout mirror is ridiculous. When I did read it, that's the one thing I do remember, the $1,500 workout mirror.
She has some bags of coffee on here.
Just polish up some metal that you find in a scrapyard. You've got a good workout mirror right there.
Royal but you relish, like coffee. That is not... What's that?
You like coffee.
I like coffee, yeah. Yeah. Peach butter cobbler pie. I don't know if I really want that.
But we would try it.
Not a big robe and slippers guy.
But you would try it.
Hmm.
Dude, how every night and every morning your body's being caressed by the...
By terry cloth. By
a lot of books from Oprah.
7 million thread count.
Of course, a lot
purses,
of books.
Purses. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nesting set.
Oh, you didn't want that. Put that on your mantle.
I might like that air fryer. That's expensive.
Oh, I use an air fryer. My wife has
an air fryer too.
Freaking works.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's the best. Have you ever used air fryers?
The future is now.
Fries in them. You put chicken nuggets in it.
Mm-hmm.
You put fries in it. Did I already say fries?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You dry a pair of wet socks in there.
Yep. And then cook chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Right afterwards.
Yeah.
Guys, that's not what I want to talk about.
Oh, sorry, Danny.
I don't know why I started off with that, but it is the season for lists. So I just threw that in there. I'm talking about another survey. This has been a survey heavy episode. And sometimes when you look at surveys, you try to see, you know, like how does this survey affect society? You know, what is this an indication of? And this survey of 2,000 people, which seems to be like the bare minimum, right? We're always saying 2,000 people. Out of that 2,000 people, 33% of those people had never seen a cow in person.
Hmm.
Now, at first, I was shocked by that number.
Are these survey people?
Of course, Tyson. I think it goes without saying that a survey is only done by survey people.
It's only comprised.
So that
mostly.
Is that should come as no surprise that 33% of survey people have never seen a cow. But then the other thing I thought, is it important that people do see a cow? Like, is that some indication of civilization in decline? Like, dude, the last days of Rome, nobody was ever seeing cows. And it was like, it was just right before everything fell apart. It was like attention to cows just dwindled. Like, why is that an important stat to have seen a cow? Is that a transformative moment in your life, like seeing the Grand Canyon? You know, it's like
seeing a cow when you're younger is exciting.
I don't remember. Is it that? Is it necessary though? It's just like, yes, I've seen a cow. I understand how all of this works now.
I feel like that there are probably only like very specific places you would see a cow. Where I feel like that most children, I feel like at some point go to visit a zoo, but there's not a cow at a zoo. And so unless
that's
you
true.
Visit a farm, where else would you see a cow?
Well, you're driving around, you know.
Yeah, driving around through the grasslands.
Out the country.
Do you ever see cows in California, Rob?
Oh, my gosh. Northern California is all cow.
Well, I don't live in Northern California.
Well, I'm talking to Rob.
Well, yeah. I know, but you said California.
I feel like that on, you know, growing up on Long Island, I didn't see a lot of cows.
Okay. When you drive around with your kids now, do you see cows?
I mean, never.
Have you ever seen a cow with your kids?
I mean, I have been, but I have been to a
other
farm.
Other places.
Yeah. Mm. But I can't think of a time I saw a cow when I was not at a farm.
Yeah. See, he had to go out of his way, Danny. Yeah. That's what we're saying.
But what I'm asking is, why is it important? Like, this is a question somebody came up with.
Why is it important to see a cow?
Yeah. Like, is this something that's like, to be a real American, you got to see at least a cow and a horse and a gaggle of geese.
Sure. Seems to seem plenty of horses.
Oh, they're all over the place. And
horses
they're even in
rampant.
Policemen are on horses. So horses are easy, but a cow, I mean, to understand America, you have to have seen a cow, it seems like. It's just a weird question. That's what caught my attention. The cow.
What is this in regards to? Is this a evidence of society in decline that children?
No. It was like it was a survey about travel. I mean, they asked people like how many had left, you know, their town, how many had left America, traveled outside of the U.S. But the cow question just came in there, probably off the top of some maniac's head. He's like, dude, just ask if they've seen a cow.
Well, seeing a cow does stipulate some amount of travel. If you don't live in a farm community, then traveling would afford you the sight of a cow, like even driving, even going on, like, I bet if you went on, if Rob took his kids on a 5-hour road trip anywhere,
there would be a
point that he would see a cow.
Mm-hmm. Also, maybe cows are in decline now that McDonald's came out with their own mystery meat that's vegetarian.
They're going to have a plant-based burger. I think that
their own impossible burger.
Cows, Danny.
No, but what I mean is they'll become in decline because we don't eat so many. We don't need to have so many. Mm-hmm. There'll still be dairy farms. Maybe.
Yeah, but all the cows that they get that Beyond Meat stuff, they still are pulling that off of cows. You know,
is that what you think? Impossible Meat and Beyond Meat comes from cows?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So I guess we're all blessed.
It's cow hair. I think it's cow hair.
Take a moment and be grateful that you've been able to travel enough to see a cow. Because supposedly that's like a huge deal.
All right.
I agree.
Anything else, Dan?
I think that we're all in agreement.
No, I'm just excited. It's got Thanksgiving, Christmas. This is a big 6 weeks coming up. Mm-hmm. I've already listened to Christmas music in my house.
You did?
It's blasting every day. Yeah. It's been snowing.
My choice?
So, I don't mind, actually, Christmas music. I think I've gotten more into Christmas. I think when this podcast started, I was pretty anti-Christmas, and there are things about Christmas I don't like, but I do kind of like the vibe of Christmas. The music, the snow, the cold weather. It's just as we get close to the presents and all of that insanity, I start to lose my mind.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, it's starting to feel a lot like Christmas.
Yeah. I can't take the early Christmas music.
What's the alternative? What are my kids going to listen to if we're not listening to Christmas music?
Baby Shark. Listen to Baby Shark.
Baby Shark, most watched video on YouTube, by the way. Broke all the records. What an accomplishment for the inventors of Baby Shark.
Congratulations, Baby Shark.
Yeah, congratulations.
That's incredible.
Okay.
Virtual high fives all around.
All right, Tyson, what's next for you?
I am doing an AMA / live pickleball session tonight on my Facebook page.
Whoa. You're going to be answering questions while you play pickleball.
Yeah, but only mostly on the downtime, like in between games and stuff, because I'll have some downtime to answer questions. And then I don't know if you've heard of Expedition Online, but that's been going on Rob versus Tyson.
I've heard you talk about it. Is that like a
what do you do? What is that?
Online strategy game.
A video game that is no way in any shape or form in the eyes of the courts a parody of a certain adventure-based reality TV show.
Correct.
Yes.
Rob, you took so long to swim your way around and about that.
It's Expedition Online.
I think that's the slogan, Danny.
It's two teams, and they are battling for a $1,000 prize at the end of it all.
Whoa.
Yeah. Isn't that dope?
1,000 clams.
Yeah. 2 weeks of gameplay virtually, and then we televise it on our Twitch channel. And then we also are doing a rewatch party, episode 6, I believe, of Token Chains
tomorrow.
You're
a busy man.
And also Survivor Trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dang. We've got a lot going on, but it is a lot of fun. So we've been enjoying it, and it's only going to get better. Last night, I tuned in to Expedition Online, and Brandon and Jake were going at it pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
Remember in Brandon, Tyson?
What?
Sorry, go ahead, Tyson.
Brandon wanted Jacob to give up his protection piece, and Jake was not having it.
Mm-hmm.
He said that sounded major sus.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's it in a nutshell. But you should tune in. It's
in
actually
a Brazil nutshell.
Yeah. Quite entertaining.
Yeah. Brazil nuts, also difficult to shell, Tyson.
Yeah.
You have to get them
pre-shelled.
You got to
get like the real, like,
or the real crackers.
The pliers.
Oh, my. Do you remember those at your grandparents on around Christmas time?
Yeah, they'd have just like all of the.
On the hearth?
All of the unshelled nuts on the table.
All like, unshelled
let me
nuts.
I'll get my walnuts out.
Tyson, the only nut you'd work on is the peanut because that's the only one you could open by hand.
I've got a good catchphrase for you if you ever become a Brazil nut spokesman.
Okay.
So go ahead and pop a nut in your mouth. That'd be the sign off.
That's all of it?
That's it. Because then before all that is the commercial for Brazil nuts. But that's just what you sign off with.
And then
I'm just letting you use that. So feel free to pop a nut in your mouth or enjoy popping a nut in your mouth or two. Yeah, that's yours. So, you can use it. I give you full permission.
So pop a couple nuts in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just if they contact you and like that, you know, you want to have an idea ready, like, hey, how can you, what do you propose you're going to do to pitch Brazil nuts? And you're like, well, I've got this catchphrase and we build around that.
All right. How about this? When it comes to my nuts, give me a Brazilian.
That's so much better than mine. Gosh, and I spent like, I was quiet that whole time Tyson was talking, working on mine. You just came up with that instantly.
Rob is really good at wordplay and puns. And even though this is neither of those, this is just a slogan that he came up with.
Wow.
When it comes to my nuts, I go Brazilian. Is that what you said?
When it comes to my nuts, give me a Brazilian.
Give me a Brazilian.
That works on so many levels. The second time I heard it, I heard a different joke. It's so much better.
Well, yours is good too. I mean,
I thought of the wax job the second time.
Yeah.
Genius.
Okay. Yeah. What did you think the first time?
Well, just Brazilian as a number.
Oh, can I have
like a gazillion?
Brazilian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody else thought of it that way. We all thought of the shave the first time, wow. Danny.
I am impressed with myself that I thought the number first and then the Brazilian wax. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're the only one that's mind didn't go there. Yeah. So, So I think that we'll come up with something. We'll keep coming up with it, and then we'll hit up a big Brazil nut.
Yeah,
to,
we'll come up with at least like a Brazilian more ideas.
There we go. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
The correct use of Brazilian.
Okay. Danny, and then what's next for you? Besides that you have, you're trying to figure out who in your town brought COVID to the classroom.
I've got a whole board up with like yarn,
a Brazilian
pictures.
Yeah.
Like a beautiful mind.
A chart brute is what they're called. I've got a whole chart brute going on.
They're all over.
Everyone's a suspect as of right now. No one has been removed from my board. They're all up there.
Do their lines all intersect and cross and touch each other?
Oh, of course. That's the crazy thing is that everyone is interacting with everyone and
it's
nobody's
like a real
doing
Knives Out scenario.
Yeah, totally.
This is where your wife is going to come into your man cave and be like, oh my God, my husband needs help.
That's always that part of the movie, like, oh, he's such a normal guy, and then they walk into the man cave or the garage or the room where they develop their film, and like, oh, he's not who I thought he was.
Yeah. he has a problem.
I'm busy. I spent all my day editing videos for YouTube consumption, and that's exactly what I'll be doing all week.
Okay,
so,
and
gotta keep the content pumping.
You have any Brazil nut content coming out soon? Because I haven't interested.
I haven't reviewed nuts yet. Right now, I'm doing a lot of product reviews, but you know what? I'm sure my viewers will be interested in a review on what kind of nuts are the tastiest in the mountain.
Hey, well, you could do a whole trail mix episode. Like, hey, I'm on the trail. What's the best trail mix?
So I pick out the M&Ms and the, you know, the peanuts, and then I give all the rest to Tyson.
Mm-hmm. That could be a whole video of like, okay, you get three nuts and two candies. What are you putting in the trail mix?
Ooh, Danny, how many nuts? Three nuts, two candies.
Yeah,
that's a lot. That's peanuts, ratio. Cashews, almonds. And then it's got to be chocolate, I think, for both. Well, maybe chocolate gummy chips. Bears. Gummy yogurt bears.
Chips. Yeah, gummy bears. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, really mix it in there.
Check that out. All right.
I'm doing Brazil nut, macadamia nut, and pistachio.
How are we friends with a nut selection like that?
What about some
How
raisin?
How are we friends
dried
so
fruit?
Long?
Yeah.
Jeez. I don't mind raisins, but I would rather do like a dried papaya and dried coconut or something.
You're
like
so
that.
So fancy.
That is fancy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a very refined palate.
Yeah, you guys knew that about me, didn't you?
I've always suspected.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to News AF. Of course, you can subscribe to the podcast at newsaf.news. We'll be back next Tuesday with the latest breaking stories from the world of the internet. Until then, I'll be back next time. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Only a Brazilian times.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.